Good afternoon, and this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I'm going to finish the letter N and start the letter O today, for those of you that have been following the alphabetical procedure of this program for the last year or so. The New Orleans Rhythm Kings, also known as the Friars Society Orchestra, is interesting because it was a band started in Chicago. Young kids that had been going to the south side of Chicago to listen to King Oliver's Creole Band and were influenced by it almost immeasurably and made their own band. In fact, they were so much involved in the fact that this was from New Orleans being played in the south of Chicago by King Oliver, they named their own band New Orleans Rhythm Kings. Paul Maris plays the cornet, George Bruni's the trombone, Leon Rapolo, clarinet, Jack Pettis, C melody saxophone and tenor saxophone, Elmer Schobel on piano, Lou Black banjo, C Brown string bass, and Frank Snyder on the drums. Tiger Rag, pretty much put together by the New Orleans Rhythm Kings and the original Dixieland Jazz Band, or if you like to hear Jelly Roll Morton talk about it, which you will a little later in the program, he wrote it, and W.H. Tyers, Panama. ¶¶ the New Orleans Rhythm Kings in Chicago, 1922, for Jeanette Records, Tiger Rag, and Panama. And youngsters emulating the music they heard in the South Side that came up from New Orleans, and King Oliver and Louis Armstrong and those. And that's the way it goes, and as it should go. Now, Jelly Roll Morton, he played with the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, and we'll get to that, in 1923. But first, I want to jump to the Library of Congress, where Morton was talking with Alan Lomax in the summer of 1938, and he takes the two tunes we just heard and talks about them, and of course he brags about them, and that's what's wonderful about him. Jelly Roll Morton at the Library of Congress, 1938.
Tiger Rag. Of course, we named it Tiger Rag, but we had a lot of other numbers around that it was supposed to be good. For instance, we'll say That's a Plenty. That's a Plenty, no, we won't say that. We'll say Panama. That was a very good hot number, and we played it pretty good around there. Thank you.
Horton at the Library of Congress, 1938, with Alan Lomax and Tagarag in Panama, and comments about that. Morton, of course, considered that he had invented jazz by swinging ragtime. An interesting idea, anyway. And food for thought, as they say. The New Orleans Rhythm Kings, the youngsters in Chicago, invited Shelley Wall Morton to make a record in Richmond, Indiana, for the Jeanette Company in 1923, and they were astounded. Morton said yes, as long as you play my music. No, I don't think that's really true, but he accepted their invitation and went with them. And they played Mylon Berg Joys. Here it is, with Jelly Roll on the piano. Imagine what it was like for those kids. Something else. Rhythm Kings with guest piano player Jelly Roll Morton in Richmond, Indiana, 1923, and a Jeanette record. Excuse me. It's actually the drive from, I think it's 90 miles or 100 miles south-southeast of Chicago. It must have been fun to go down there and make that record. Mylon Berg Joys, of course, is a Morton composition. And the band, New Orleans Rhythm Kings, and most of the bands at the particular time of the New Orleans tradition, was what we call collective improvisation. That means that everyone soloed at the same time, moving through the tune and so on and so forth. Very rarely was there an individual solo, as there was here. Paul Maris had his cornet solo, and Leon Rapolo, with Morton in the back of him, played his clarinet. New Orleans Rhythm Kings, Jelly Roll Morton. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Hospital and Outpatient Medical Practice of David Schumer, M.D. Practicing in the spirit of Marcus Welby, Dr. Schumer offers same-day appointments, immediate lab results, and computerized medical records. Located in Auburn and online at drdavidschumer.com.
Okay, continuing on with the letter N, and not any particular order in the N, just that the last name has to begin with that. George Joyner, well-known bass player, was involved in changing his name at some time during his life, and so I'm using that. Jamil Nasser, he took that name and was with Red Garland in 1957, playing his string bass. We will hear Solitude by Duke Ellington, two bass hit by Dizzy Gillespie and John Lewis of blues. Donald Byrd plays trumpet, John Coltrane, tenor saxophone, Garland piano, Nasser on bass, and Arthur Taylor on the drums. Garland Quintet, 1957 for Prestige Records, with Jamil Nasser playing the bass, Donald Byrd, trumpet, John Coltrane, tenor, Garland on piano, Arthur Taylor at the drums. Two of them, Solitude by Duke Ellington, Two Bass Hit by Dizzy Gillespie and John Lewis. And if you want to chase down Nasser, look also for George Joyner, same guy, playing the bass. Worthwhile. When you go out, you know, if you hear something here, I say this once in a while because I'm not trying to sell something, I'm presenting it, and if you hear it and you like it, go get it. All this stuff's out there, and what it does is it makes you better. You know, somebody once said to me, well, what if my friends don't like it? Well, you know, if they're your friends, they'll like it. Otherwise, you've learned something, right? Yeah. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Bainbridge Graduate Institute, offering the first MBA in sustainable business. Information session this Wednesday, February 11th at 6:30 p.m. at the Seattle Public Library. More information online at bgiedu.org.
Now to John Nesbitt, trumpet player, arranger, and composer. And he worked primarily and importantly with a band run by Bill McKinney, and it had a Madison Avenue terrible name by the title McKinney's Cotton Pickers, if you can believe that. For Victor Records in the late 20s, we're going to go 1928, 29, 30, in there. First up for Victor Records, McKinney's band, There's a Rainbow Round My Shoulder, written by Dave Dreyer with words by Al Jolson and Billy Rose, to be sung by the banjo player in the band, Dave Wilburn. The tenor saxophonist is a man by the name of Prince Robinson. The arrangement is by John Nesbitt, and he solos on his trumpet. McKinney's Orchestra and an arrangement of There's a Rainbow Round My Shoulder by John Nisbet, who also took a trumpet solo. And I forgot, trombonist Claude Jones, beautiful work there, and Prince Robinson's tenor saxophone. Now, an original composition and arrangement for the band, 1929, called Plain Dirt. Leonard Davis solos trumpet, Claude Jones again on trombone, and Coleman Hawkins on the tenor saxophone. Bill McKinney's Orchestra and John Nesbitt's composition and arrangement, Plain Dirt, 1929 for Victor Records. Coleman Hawkins getting it on there on his tenor saxophone. Claude Jones trombone. Leonard Davis trumpet. Now two in a row, 1930 by this band and arrangements by Nesbitt. First up, Traveling All Alone. Second up, OK Baby. And it gives the clarinet and tenor saxophone player in the band a chance to sing. His name is George Thomas.
got tired like heavy stone. Traveling, 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 all alone. Who will see and who will care about the load that I must bear? Traveling, 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 all alone. As I've sent to heaven above, bought my burden, woe and love, head bowed down with misery. Nothing now appeals to me. Traveling, traveling, all alone. I'm traveling all alone.
McKinney's Orchestra 1930 for Victor, and a couple of wonderful arrangements by John Nesbitt, who played trumpet in the band and did arranging and composing. Up first, Travelin' All Alone, written by J.C. Johnson, and giving George Thomas, who played clarinet and tenor in the band, a chance to sing for you. And Maceo Pinkard and Bill Tracy's O.K. Baby, and again sung by George Thomas, wonderful tenor solo by Prince Robinson, and superb piano by Todd Rhodes, who was with the band for such a long time and contributed arrangements and compositions for them. John Nesbitt. New Orleans Blackbirds now, 1928, and a lot of N's here. N for the New Orleans Blackbirds, and the trumpet player, Phil Napoleon, and the drummer, his brother, Teddy Napoleon. Blackbirds, 1928 for Victor Records, Redhead, and Playin' the Blues. Phil Napoleon, trumpet, Miff Mole on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey, alto, and clarinet, Matty Malnick on violin, Frank Signorelli, excuse me, playing the piano, Dick McDonough the guitar, Joe Tarto playing tuba, and Teddy Napoleon playing drums. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. My time is your time. 3 to 6 on Sunday afternoons. And we, the station, we're here 24 hours every day for you. And tune in all the time. We are here for you. Public radio is important. You and me, that's what that's about. Now, let me see. Red Norvo. I play these people several times when I'm in the various letters. I played Norvo last week and so on. And again, this is the All-Star Sextet 1944. For Keynote Records, and Norvo plays the vibes. Aaron Sachs plays the clarinet. Teddy Wilson, the piano. Remo Palmieri, the guitar. Slam Stewart playing the bass. Eddie Dell plays the drums. A couple of them. Subtle Sextology and Blue a la Red.
Thank you.
Red Norvo's All-Star Sextet, 1944 for Keynote Records, Subtle Sextology, and Blue All a Red. Aaron Sachs played the clarinet. Teddy Wilson beautifully on the piano, Norvo vibes. Remo Palmieri on guitar. Slam Stewart, if you wondered about the sound of the bass, what he's doing is bowing the bass rather than just pizzicato. And humming what he's playing, which is quite something. As a trombonist, it wouldn't work. Eddie Dell on the drums right there. Red Norvo's All-Star Sextet, 1944. Keynote Records. All right. Let's do this. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
University of Washington, offering professional and continuing education for working adults. Catalogs are mailing soon, with details about certificate programs, courses, and workshops that start this spring. More information at extension.washington.edu.
The great artist in this art, Benny Goodman, was born in 1909 in Chicago, and listened to what was going on in Chicago as a kid. Now, Goodman's name doesn't start with an N, but the guy that was a big influence on Goodman was Jimmy Noone, N-O-O-N-E. And certainly Goodman got around to hearing him. Jimmy Noone now in King Oliver's Jazz Band, 1923. This is called Chattanooga Stomp. It was written by Joe Oliver and New Orleans band leader Alphonse and clarinetist Picou. Joe Oliver and Louis Armstrong play the cornets. Ed Atkins, the trombone. Noone plays the clarinet. Lillian Harden, to be Mrs. Armstrong later on, playing the piano. Johnny St. Cyr banjo, and Warren Baby Dodds on the drums. Thank you. some breaks in there, but that's pretty much collective improvisation. Everybody playing and going right ahead, and that's amazing band. Joe Oliver's Jazz Band, 1923, in Chicago, for Columbia Records, and Chattanooga Stomp, written by Oliver and Alphonse Picou. And Jimmy Noon sitting in on clarinet. Johnny Dodds was the main clarinetist in that band. Louis Armstrong learning from the master and playing second cornet. All of that. And it must have been something for everybody to hear that at that time, because most music was written. And people playing written music and somebody conducting. And it was usually serious. Now, the main band that Noon played in was called Doc Cook's Dreamland Cafe Orchestra. And Doc Cook is a front kind of thing. He wasn't in the band. But it gives you an idea of what early advertising could do. You know, you want to feel better? Come on down to the Dreamland Cafe. You know, Doc Cook knows what he can do for you. And you put on your dancing shoes, you're going to feel a lot better. And it worked. Noon played in this. We're going to hear three. One from 1924 and two from 1926. The Oliver Band was seven people, and this is 11. And this is Jimmy Noon in Doc Cook's Dreamland Cafe Orchestra.
beat her.
You can't beat her.
Spanish mother?
Oops, la la.
Doc Cook, okay, and his Dreamland Cafe Orchestra for Jeanette Records to start with, 1924, Scissor Grinder Joe, featuring on clarinet Jimmy Noon, on cornet Freddie Keppard. And then from 1926 for Columbia Records, Here Comes the Hot Tamale Man, with Noon's clarinet and Ken Anderson, the pianist in the band, doing fine work there. Then Spanish Mama, trombonist Fred Garland, and the drumming throughout is wonderful by Andre Hillier. Doc Cook, Dreamland Cafe Orchestra, and Jimmy Noon, and big infos. I went back there and looked around for any of those places years ago, and of course, they all became parking lots and other things. I was in a dangerous area of South Chicago, and the police car came by and says, "Do you know where you are?" And I said, "Chicago." Of course, that didn't help at all. Anyway. Long gone, but you dream of those things. I was just sitting here listening to the music and thinking about a young Benny Goodman, you know, being backstage and at the cafe and listening to that band. It just must be something. And all the dancers, too. Now, a cafe doesn't mean that you could go there for breakfast and that band would be playing. That's just something else about that. All right. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
Seattle Opera, presenting Bluebeard's Castle with Ivar Tung. This double bill pairs Bartok's Dark Fable with Schoenberg's dreamlike monodrama for a theatrical journey through the subconscious. February 21st through March 7th at McCall Hall. Details at seattleopera.org.
Well, to leave the letter N... I'm going to do for you the New Orleans Wanderers. They made two records. We're going to hear all four sides. Interesting band, Wanderers, because they came out of New Orleans. Not all of them, but they did. The idea of this band is that this is a true New Orleans style. It's the sound of New Orleans, and we wandered into Chicago. And it's 1926 for Columbia Records. It's essentially with some additions, it's essentially Louis Armstrong's Hot Five, without Louis. Louis had been trying some other things and moving away, and of course the older New Orleans musicians thought he was a bit of an upstart. You know how that is. What's the matter with you, kid? That kind of stuff. Anyway, George Mitchell plays the cornet, Kid Ory trombone, Johnny Dodds clarinet, Joe Clark plays alto, Lil Armstrong, Louis' wife, plays the piano, and Johnny St. Cyr, the banjo. Here for you from me, the New Orleans Wanderers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The New Orleans Wanderers, Chicago, 1926 for Columbia Records. George Mitchell playing the cornet, Kid Ory trombone, Johnny Dodds on clarinet, Joe Clark alto saxophone, Lil Hardin Armstrong piano, and Johnny St. Cyr banjo. They played Too Tight, Papa Dip, Perdido Street Blues, and Gate Mouth. Right there. Collective improvisation at its finest. Well, I'm going to get to the O's. This is The Art of Jazz, I should say. I don't say it enough, I guess. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Hope you're having a fine life and putting things together for yourself and happy about what you're doing. And if not, do something that'll make you happy. All right, the letter O now sponsors the program. Ben Oakland, composer, lyricist. Up first, one that Mr. Oakland did with John Murray called If I Love Again. Charlie Parker and his orchestra, 1953 for Verve Records. The instrumental arrangement is by Gil Evans. The vocal arrangement is by Dave Lambert. The piano work you will hear is Tony Aless. The drumming work you hear is Max Roach. And, of course, the alto saxophone is Charlie Parker.
Tell them.
Okay.
If I love again, it'll still be you.
In someone else's fond embrace, I'll close my eyes to see your face.
If I love again, I'm another charm. But I'll make believe you are in my arms.
And though my lips whisper I love you,
how can I be true? I've been loving you.
Charlie Parker and his orchestra, 1953 for Verve Records, and Ben Oakland and John Murray's If I Love Again. And I remember a friend saying, oh, he's gotten so commercial, talking about Parker, and nobody asked him. You know, people were saying, Charlie Parker and strings and stuff like that. But nobody asked him, and he loved it. He liked music. Wasn't selling anything. Ben Oakland wrote Sidewalks of Cuba. Woody Herman and his orchestra, 1946 for Columbia, an arrangement by Ralph Burns. the wonderful trumpeter Sonny Berman, the equal wonderfully clarinet player Woody Herman, and the guitar work of Chuck Wayne. Oakland composition, The Sidewalks of Cuba, arranged by Ralph Burns for Woody Herman, his clarinet, and his orchestra in 1946 for Columbia Records. Sonny Berman's wonderful trumpet, and Chuck Wayne getting a guitar solo there. Oakland wrote this. I won't tell you what it is yet. Jerry Southern is going to do it for you. She plays the piano and sings. Cliff Hills plays the string bass. Lloyd Morales plays the drums. It was done by Ben Oakland and Oscar Hammerstein II.
I'll take romance while my heart is young and eager to fly. I'll give my heart a try. I'll take romance. I'll take romance while my arms are strong and eager for you. I'll give my arms their cue. I'll take romance. So my lover, when you want me, call me in the hush of the evening. When you call first real romance. While my heart is young and eager and gay, I'll give my heart away. I'll take romance. To my first real romance. While my heart is young and eager and gay, I'll give my heart away. I'll take romance.
Jerry Southern at the piano and singing for you. I'll Take Romance. Ben Oakland and Oscar Hammerstein II. Cliff Hills playing the string bass and Lloyd Morales on the drums for Decca Records, 1955. Finally, Ben Oakland did this. This is probably, well, it is his biggest hit.
A slice of onion and a raw one. Draw one.
Waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee. I love tea. I love the jabber jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the jabber and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
Oh, Boston beans. Soybeans,
yeah.
Green beans, cabbage and greens. I'm not keen upon a bean unless it is a cheery, cheery bean, boy. I love coffee, I love tea. I love the java jive and it loves me. Coffee and the tea and the java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, yeah. I love Java, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot, now pour me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup,
yeah.
Oh, throw me that slug from the wonderful mud. I'll cut a rug till I'm snug in the jug. Drop a nickel in a pot, Joe. I take 'em a slow.
Waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee, I love tea. I love the jabber jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the jabber and me.
Yeah.
A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
Boom.
Jabba Jive, written by Ben Oakland and Milton Drake, and performed there for Decca Records 1944 by the Ink Spots, Bill Kenny, Charlie Fuqua, Billy Bowen, and Orville Jones. The Jabba Jive. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you and you and you. George Orendorf now, trumpet player in a band called Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders. They recorded in the late 20s and in 1930. George plays the trumpet. Lawrence Brown to be a masterful trumpet, well, is a masterful trombone player here and would be with Ellington for such a long time, plays the trombone. Charlie Lawrence, the clarinet and the alto. Paul Howard, the leader on clarinet and tenor. Harvey Brooks or Reggie Forsythe on piano. Thomas Valentine, banjo. James Jackson, tuba. And Lionel Hampton playing the drums and scat singing.
Thank you.
George Orendorf playing the trumpet in Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders, 1929-1930 for Victor Records in Los Angeles. We heard Stuff, Cuttin' Up, and California Swing. It's a magnificent band. And as I mentioned, all of them there, I mean, some stars to be. I had a chance to talk to some of the people in the band, you know, in passing. Hey, can I ask you a few questions about Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders? And I got answers like, who? Oh, my. Or, that band? You know. Well, anyway, Lawrence Brown, beautiful trombone there, and Charlie Lawrence, clarinet, alto, and Paul Howard, the leader, clarinet, tenor, Harvey Brooks, Reggie Forsyth playing piano, Thomas Valentine, banjo, James Jackson, tuba, and Lionel Hampton, about to be discovered, playing the drums and scat singing for you. Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News. And all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seed Intellectual Property Law Group, protecting ideas for over 46 years through a full range of services, including patents, strategic counseling, litigation, trademarks, copyrights, trade secrets, and licensing. Information at seedip.com.
One of the hidden treasures of Los Angeles is an engineer by the name of C.P. McGregor. He recorded lots of things, and they're known as the McGregor transcriptions. People would go in and work things out, and he'd record them. They could hear how they sounded and so on. And he saved all the stuff and issued some of it, sold some of it. This is Anita O'Day in Hollywood 1944 recording for Mr. McGregor. Behind her on piano, Nat Cole. Guitar, Oscar Moore, and string bass, Johnny Miller.
No one to walk with, all by myself. No one to talk with, I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's just you that I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Believe me, I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about it, just me and my radio. And misbehaving, saving my love for you. No one to walk with, by myself. No one to talk with, I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. I know for certain, the one I love. Through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jackie Horner, up in a corner, he don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for, believe me. I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you. Just picture a penthouse way up in the sky with hinges on chimneys. more stars to go by. A sweet slice of heaven for just you and I. When we're alone from all of society, we'll stay aloof and live in propriety there on the roof. To heavenly hermits we'll be in truth when we're alone. For we'll view life's mad pattern as we view all Manhattan. Then we can thank our lucky stars that we're living just as we are. In our little penthouse, we'll always contrive to keep love and romance forever alive. In view of the Hudson, just over the drive, when we're alone.
I've got plenty of my baby.
Dream a while, scheme a while, why you're sure to find happiness. And I guess all those things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets Woolworth doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, my baby, I can't give you, I can't give you anything but love. Like to see you looking so swell. Diamond bracelets Woolworth doesn't sell, my pretty baby, until that lucky day. You know darn well, my baby, that I can't give you anything but love. There's no one but you, for you told me that you love me, never leave me for somebody new. You made my whole life a dream, and I pray that you'd make it all come true. Rosetta, my Rosetta, please say I'm just the one there for you.
Hollywood 1944, being recorded by C.P. McGregor and put on his transcriptions. With her, Nat Cole playing the piano, Oscar Moore guitar, and Johnny Miller string bass. What'd they do? Ain't Misbehavin', Thomas Waller and Andy Razaf. Penthouse Serenade, or if you prefer, When We're Alone, Will Jason and Val Burton. Lonesome Road by Nat Shilkret and Gene Austin. I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields, and Rosetta, Earl Hines and Henry Wood. Anita O'Day, Hollywood, 1944. Old and New Dreams now for ECM Records. 1979 means Don Cherry trumpet and piano, Dewey Redman tenor saxophone, Charlie Hayden string bass, and Eddie Blackwell on the drums.
Thank you.
That's the name of the band. 1979 for ECM Records, Guinea. Don Cherry, trumpet and piano. Dewey Redmond, tenor saxophone. Charlie Hayden, string bass. And Eddie Blackwell on the drums. And it has that wonderful Ornette Coleman feeling to it. No wonder. I mean, look who's in the band and who played with him. 1979, Old and New Dreams. This is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Fisher family of plumbing companies, dedicated to finding new ways to preserve water and energy in all plumbing systems. Fisher works hard to understand the trade-off between conservation and economics in all things plumbing. Info at fischer.com. The plumber people recommend.
Now to Edward Kidd Ory, O-R-Y, trombonist, and full of the great enthusiasm of the spirit of playing. Not a lot of notes, but a lot of notes that he plays that has that, you know, deep within him about what the music is. The music doesn't play him. He plays the music. And it's wonderful to hear that carried on with players. Roswell Rudd comes to mind if you want to listen to his stuff. Kidd Ory now in a band backing up Claire Austin to sing for you from 1954, Good Time Jazz Records. Ory trombone, Don Ewell piano, Ed Garland string bass, Minor Hall drums, and Claire Austin singing.
I'm so disgusted.
doesn't get much more earthy than that. Kid Ory playing his trombone behind Claire Austin. 1954, Good Time Jazz. The World's Jazz Crazy and So Am I, written by Trixie Smith, and Downhearted Blues by Lovey Austin and Alberta Hunter. Ory tromboned on Yule on piano, Ed Garland, string bass minor, Hall drums, and Claire Austin singing for you. Ory was a principal part of the avant-garde of the 1920s, that is Louis Armstrong's Hot Five. This was the leading edge of the art at the time. Things were happening, changing rhythmically and spiritually and in every way you can imagine. Louis playing the trumpet and Ory the trombone, Johnny Dodds, clarinet, Lil Armstrong, piano, Johnny St. Cyr, banjo and guitar. These two were written by Ory. Muskrat Ramble, probably the most famous of the trad traditional jazz tunes, the Dixieland tunes. Ory conceived it not as muskrat, really, as much as muscatel. Muscat Ramble, what happens if you have too much of the good stuff. And Ory's Creole trombone, the first from 1926, the second from 1927, Louis Armstrong's Hot Five, Louis on the trumpet, and Kid Ory on the trombone.
Thank you.
Kid Ory with Louis Armstrong's Hot Five, Chicago 1926 and 1927. Muskrat Ramble, written by Ory, and Ory's Creole Trombone, also by him. Louis Trumpet and Ory on trombone, Johnny Dodds clarinet, Lil Armstrong piano, Johnny St. Cyr banjo. Now, coming up is a little story about it, if I can poke the right number here. 50-some years ago, I was crawling around in a secondhand store, one of the things I love to do, and one of the things I don't like about the times now as I get older is there aren't those wonderful secondhand junk shops. Of course, how can you make a living at it, I suppose, but back then it was fun, and you'd find stuff every once in a while, and I found a really beat copy of this. This is King Oliver and his Dixie Syncopators in Chicago in 1927 for Vocalion. Victoria Spivey did this. It's called Black Snake Blues. And Joe Oliver leads on cornet, Ory trombone, and Omer Simeon soprano saxophone, Barnaby Guard tenor saxophone, Luis Russell on piano, the banjo player, we're not quite sure, Bert Cobb on tuba, and Paul Barburn on drums. But Ory's trombone work here is just the center of the universe. Black Snake Blues, Kid Ory with King Oliver.
Thank you.
that's another copy of the record, the one I was talking about. I wore it down to inaudibility. King Oliver and his Dixies, syncopated Chicago 1927 for Vocalion Black Snake Blues with Kid Ory in that wonderful solo of his. I'd like to go to Pomona, down California way. Gene Norman, who presented lots of wonderful concerts called Just Jazz, put on a Dixie Jubilee in the early 50s, this one 1951. Kid Ory's Creole Jazz Band for Good Time Jazz was recorded there. We will hear Ory's Boogie by Ory and St. Louis Blues by W.C. Handy. Teddy Buckner plays the trumpet, Ory trombone, Joe Derensburg on clarinet, Lloyd Glenn on piano, Ed Garland bass, Minor Hall drums.
Thank you.
Kid Ory in concert in Pomona. Gene Norman put that on. 1951. Kid Ory's Creole Jazz Band. Teddy Buckner, trumpet, Ory trombone, Joe Derensburg, clarinet, Lloyd Glenn piano, Ed Garland string bass, minor hall drums. We heard Ory's Boogie and St. Louis Blues. Now what I have next, I don't have enough time for. It's a broadcast from the Club Hangover in San Francisco, which I will get to at a later program. But since I have a little time left, I'm going to repeat St. Louis Blues. Kid Ory's Creole Jazz Band, 1951 for Good Time Jazz Records, and St. Louis Blues. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.